This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world is adopting the vision of fashion for environment and empowerment, and India can lead the way in this regard. He pointed out that sustainability has always been an integral part of Indian textiles tradition, citing examples like khadi, tribal textiles and the use of natural dyes. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Text 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said India's traditional sustainable techniques are now being enhanced with cutting-edge technologies benefiting artisans, weavers and millions of women associated with the industry. The Prime Minister said the government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030, from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. The Prime Minister said India is moving ahead in the direction of manufacturing high-grade carbon fibre. The Prime Minister also stated that government is working on creating skilled talent pool for textile sector. An earthquake of magnitude 4 hit New Delhi and several parts of northern India early this morning. According to the National Centre of Seismology, NCS, the origin time was 5:36 hours and the epicentre was located at a depth of 5 kilometres near Delhi. The NCS informed that the quake, which struck Delhi, Noida, Indirapuram and other NCR regions, was at a latitude of 28.59 north and a longitude of 77.16 east. No immediate damage to property or loss of life has been reported. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged everyone to stay calm and follow safety precautions. In a social media post, Mr. Modi forewarned the citizens to stay alert for possible aftershocks and assured that the authorities are keeping a close watch on the situation. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railways in its statement said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. In addition, the deployment of the Railway Protection Force and Government Railway Police Forces in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. To further assist the devotees, 5 additional Mahakumbh Mela special trains have been scheduled for today. Passengers can contact the railway helpline at 139 for any inquiries or assistance during the ongoing rush. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will be on a 2-day state visit to India from today. During the visit, Sheikh Tamim will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, and a business delegation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is working on the U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to remove and resettle Gaza's population. He called it the only way to secure the region's future. Netanyahu discussed the plan with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jerusalem, who kicked off a Middle East visit yesterday. Endorsing Israel's war aims in Gaza, Mr. Rubio said Hamas must be eradicated. Netanyahu also vowed to open the gates of hell if Hamas does not return all hostages.
President Trump and I are working in full cooperation and coordination between us. We have a common strategy, and we can't always share the details of this strategy with the public, including when the gates of hell will be opened, as they surely will, if all our hostages are not released until the last one of them.
Indian benchmark indices opened lower today amid mixed global cues. Sensex was trading at 424 points, of 0.56% lower at 75,515, while the Nifty declined 126 points, or 0.55%, to 22,803. In the U.S., at least 9 people have died due to severe weather, including 8 in Kentucky, where heavy rains caused flooding and road closures. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said hundreds of people had to be rescued from floodwaters, with over 1,000 rescues reported since Saturday. President Donald Trump approved a disaster declaration for Kentucky to help with relief efforts. The storm knocked out power to 39,000 homes, with more outages expected due to strong winds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.